All right, you know what time that is. It's time for a movie review with Matt Olien. Hello, Matt.
Hi, Alicia.
So today you're giving us a review on Lightyear, a movie about Buzz Lightyear.
Yeah, so this is Pixar's new film, Lightyear. You know, obviously a spinoff of the Toy Story franchise, but very different because it tells you right at the beginning of the film what you're watching is what Andy watched in 1995.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're kind of in Andy's world, who, of course, if people don't remember, is the little boy who has Woody and Buzz as his toys. And so he goes to see the movie. We don't see Andy. He goes to see the movie about Buzz Lightyear that prompts the product of Buzz Lightyear action figure being made. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So that's the spinoff. So what we're seeing
is a sidequel.
Yeah, I love that word. So yeah, it's about Buzz being a space ranger and his friend Izzy, played by Kiki Palmer. Chris Evans voices Buzz Lightyear, not Tim Allen. So we have Chris Evans now from Captain America fame. And I would say I like this film well enough. I liked it better than I thought I would, actually. The box office has been very disappointing. It made about $52 million the first weekend. That's low for a Pixar movie.
Yeah.
Not quite sure what the optics are telling us, like why that is the case. I'm not sure if it doesn't have enough to do with Toy Story. I'm not sure. But at any rate, I liked it well enough. It's not a masterpiece like Toy Story 1 or Toy Story 3 are, but I liked it well enough, and it's essentially a science fiction adventure film. He and Kiki Palmer, who plays Izzy Hawthorne, his fellow space ranger, get stranded on a hostile planet, and they try to get off. And he tries to get off and find a way through kind of a next dimension, time dilation. And through all of these time dilations, it reminded me of a Christopher Nolan film, you know, Tenet, Inception, these kind of things. So that kind of plot point I thought was quite interesting and a little bit different for an animated film, a little more of an adult plot point, you know, time bending, things like this. And you'll have to go see the movie to see what exactly happens when Buzz returns from these hyperspace journeys he goes on to try to get them off the planet, and then he returns, and what happens there is very interesting. I thought that was the best part of the plot, actually, is what happens to the people on the hostile planet when he returns. So there's time-bending things going on like that. Overall, I did like it. I think that the characterizations were good. Sox, the robot cat, kind of steals the movie, kind of this new character. He's like a side companion to Buzz. At first, he's not liking that he has a robot cat, but eventually they bond, and this Sox the cat becomes a real lifesaver in the movie, who's also funny and interesting and very affectionate as well. And we see Buzz having to train a group of ragtag Space Ranger volunteers who basically are not terribly helpful to him at first. So that's the plot in general. You know, they need to get off this hostile planet. And, you know, it's a solid movie. It's not an animated masterpiece, I would say. But I did read an interview with the director, Angus MacLean. He said he wanted to make this more realistic in terms of, like, the sci-fi films he saw as a kid and to make it, quote, more chunky. So I think his view is to try to make this movie like you're watching a science fiction movie with real people, except they're animated.
That's really neat. So do you think that this movie really takes viewers to infinity and beyond?
Yeah, I would say in general. I liked it better than I thought I would. You know, the critics have been a little bit divided on this. And again, like I said, Alicia, I'm not sure why it's underperformed at the box office, especially compared to Jurassic World and Top Gun, which just have done gangbusters at the box office. You know, my theory, too, is there's so much animated content out there right now on streaming services that I wonder if it's just got to be something incredible to really hit the box office the way the Toy Story films did, or Up, or something like that.
I've been reading that some viewers or potential viewers aren't going to see it because they are really, really big Tim Allen fans. And for Tim Allen to not be a part of this movie since he was the character, why do you think he wasn't allowed or even asked to be in this movie when he is such an iconic voice of Buzz Lightyear?
I haven't really researched that as to why Chris Evans ended up in this movie or Tim Allen did not want to do the movie. I'm not really sure because, yeah, it's so closely identified with Tim Allen, but Chris Evans is fine as Buzz. I don't think that diminishes the movie at all. It's a very conventional animated film in terms of Pixar, very likable. So I don't know. I don't know. It's very interesting. You know, box office is something I really follow very closely, and it's always interesting to see why something captures the zeitgeist and why something doesn't.
Right.
And this goes back years and years to when they started tracking box office receipts in the 20s and 30s, and, you know, why Gone with the Wind was the biggest movie ever, inflation adjusted, and why there are flops, you know, that come along. So not really sure why this is underperforming. I don't quite get it. I think it by industry standards, they were expecting about a $90 million opening weekend, and it was about 57, I think, something like that.
Well, perhaps it'll pick up here in the next couple of weekends. You never know.
We'll
right?
see. Usually films diminish their second weekend, and then word of mouth. Now, word of mouth has made Top Gun Maverick, stellar.
Right.
But I'm not sure word of mouth is going to be strong enough to push people to Lightyear, even though it's a solid film.
So Pixar, of course, known for their successful animations and award-winning movies. So they won 11 awards total so far. Can you name at least three Pixar movies that have won Best Animated Feature?
Yes. Toy Story 3, one animated feature, Up, and Ratatouille.
Yes.
There's many more, too.
Many
like
more.
Wall-E, yep.
Incredibles, Finding Nemo, Inside Out, Soul. A lot of those. And Coco.
Zootopia is great, too.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. Well, thank you so much for your insight on the movie Lightyear, Matt.
Okay, thanks, Alicia.
And we've been to the movies with Matt Olien.